Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, we are one day deeper into the bye week, and we have yet to hear hide nor hair from Andrew Berry. It does not seem like that will be something that happens. And it's interesting. Kevin has really gotten a lot more of the fan sentiment. But I think when we play this Nate Tice audio, I don't think if we have the Stefanski and Berry wars over the next 8 weeks, I don't think we're going to be alone. I think we're getting opening salvos. Because, again, I think Andrew and Kevin are very media savvy on a national level. And I think they have cultivated different relationships with guys who back them on countless topics. I think we could see those two factions of media members start to poke holes in the other one's case.
Well, and you're going to start to, I'd say, just open your eyes and pay attention to what you hear and what you see. When you hear an analyst start to talk about how great Andrew Berry's draft class is, maybe there's a reason why. Maybe there's something attached to that. Conversely, if you hear, what would be the defense that somebody would make for Stefanski right now? That would be
two coach of the years.
But how long can we keep going back to that?
I think they're just going to keep going back to that.
Is it, or is it just going to be, well, they really like the stability that he's offered up.
You know what? He's the same guy every day.
Same guy every day.
Yeah, which is apparently not a good enough NFL head coach.
Hey, at least he's not Hugh Jackson. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
And for a lot of Browns fans, you're like, oh, yeah, that is a good point.
But, okay. Also, he's not Pat Shurmur.
Although
6'7". Got it.
So it is always interesting. I always tell people this when you're getting closer and closer to different coaching cycles. It's always like just pay attention to the names that some of the reporters throw out there. Not for head coaching jobs, to be like, oh, I like this guy to potentially be a head coach one day. It's like, all right, they're getting a lot of info from that guy. It's not an accident that those names get thrown out there. Pay attention to who the media is talking about when they talk about Stefanski and Berry, and then you can find out the through line.
So while we've had many good people, go ahead and say nice things about Kevin Stefanski in spite of the Browns' record. And maybe some of those people also start to go after Kevin Stefanski. We have, I think, our first on-the-record national media member questioning Andrew Berry, and it was Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports.
Their O-line, and this is something I just keep looking at, the ticking time bomb of their O-line, because all the contract coming up soon, and they're old. And so just, all right, so next year after this offseason, your defense isn't perfect. It's got a lot of the nice parts, you know, but they're still just average against the pass. As Drake May showed today, if Myles Garrett doesn't get sacks or doesn't get pressures, it's just you can shred them. All right, your O-line's going to get reworked. You're probably going to have a new quarterback. Who's the number one receiver? Because Jerry Jeudy ain't it. You know, they got some fun rookies, but it's like, oh my God, like, what is this plan?
Now, he's not wrong.
Yeah, we ask this every day. What is this plan? If anything, the funny part about Nate Tice saying that is that that is something that basically every host in the city has said 12 million times. Like, what are they doing with this offensive line? You have Jerry Jeudy and that's it. What's really happening here? What's the plan? It's just for national people, it takes them a little bit to catch up because they don't go that in depth on all 32 teams. They just don't.
And it's interesting. Like, I do think you kind of pointed to it. I think I think the Browns are going to look and show you, hey, Carson Schlesinger, Quinshon Judkins, Mason Graham, right? This is what happens if you give Andrew Berry a top 64 pick. The problem is all the other asset management stuff can't be ignored. Like, I've been the most vocal critic of Kevin Stefanski, and I think you're right there with me. Mm-hmm. Like, there are things that we haven't liked, and we've called out in real time because we just don't have an allegiance one way or another. That was about 3 weeks ago when I went off on Andrew for the first time to be like, I don't care how many good draft picks he had, because it needs to be said, like, Kevin has failed. So is Andrew. And like, you need to decipher that failure and who's truly responsible for it to make the right decisions going forward.
I mean, I've said multiple times I would have fired Andrew Berry last year. Mm-hmm. I said it last year as everything was going down. I would have fired him. So like, there, for me, at my point, I'm already like, I'm gone. I've dusted my hand cleans of both of them. We're in the past there. Now, everything else that is moving forward is them just trying to do something to correct it and get on the right side of this. And for me, having one good draft class that, by the way, we don't even know the results of, we're 8 games into, but having one good draft class doesn't erase everything that we've already seen.
Yeah, and I think like that's like the frustration with Berry to me is I've just never seen a scenario where a guy is the architect of the worst trade in NFL history, and everybody just goes, well, yeah, the blood's on all of our hands, so we're like, no, that's the moment where the Browns championship window was completely closed off, and where you took a team that he walked into with really only needing a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. And the early credit you can give Andrew is, well, he left Betonio, Treader, and Teller alone, and he found two bookend tackles. The problem is, by the end of the one's rookie contract, that guy was borderline unplayable, couldn't stay healthy. And by the end of the first contract for the right tackle, who'd been good when healthy, you extended him off of one healthy year, and he's not been healthy since.
I know, but where do people get this so wrong? And I get it. Fans, you want to do back rubs and bubble baths for these guys, and you're just dying to drink their bath water.
Laser eyes.
I know, and it's just, it's so frustrating, and I don't know where the disconnect is here.
I think it's because we just like memes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're just pro-meme.
I want to like them. I want to like both of them as much as everybody else, but I also like results more. I'm sorry. I don't do this to become the most favorite person in the world. I'm not going for prom king. I'm going to be a sports talk radio host here. Like, the way I see it is both of them have drastically underperformed for what their job is. And as Nate Tice points out, it's not as if they've really helped themselves out in the future either. Like, that offensive line is enough. In any other situation, any other, call it a spade, even circumstances, the offensive line alone is mismanaged to such a high order, you'd be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I think the problem is, like, with Kevin, okay, he had that one top 10 scoring offense, which was 2023.
And it was number 10.
With Kevin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin, I can look at a situation where, like, he did keep this thing buoyant even when it was its worst self for the first 4 years. With Andrew, it's like any which way I point my finger, it's like, okay, if I'm ignoring the worst trade in NFL history and the disastrous consequences of that, well, then we move to drafting. Well, but, you know, he didn't have top 100 picks for the most part for 3 years because of, we circle back to, the worst trade in history.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but that's why he doesn't have a number one wide receiver, and that's why he had to trade a pick swap for Jerry Jeudy. Why didn't he? Well, because he couldn't have a top 100 pick because we circled back to the worst trade in NFL history.
Jerry Jeudy, which, by the way, right now, I don't even know that that's the greatest contract we've ever seen either.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not awful.
It's not awful, right? But you gave him money instantly when everyone told you that he wasn't that good in Denver. He had a good year last year.
Before he played it down here, that's a good point.
And now he's got one of the worst efficiency metrics of any wide receiver in football. Like dead last in a lot of categories. And so, like, even but between all that, like, the hits are all John Dorsey's.
Mm-hmm.
They're all responsible to John Dorsey. They're all his guys. The guys that we care about on this team and think are substantial and good, 98% of them are all John Dorsey's guys.
Yeah, and of the 2% that are Andrew Berry's, one of them, so about 75% of them, is JOK, who unfortunately has had to medically retire. So the best chip that you had, the best thing you could point to and go, this guy who is not just an incredible football player, but an incredible human, the kind of guy who I think can build sustainable culture, he can't play anymore, and that's the best thing you could say about yourself. But I do think, I think we are on, and this is what I was pointing to yesterday, when I pointed out that Kevin Stefanski went hard in the paint for Dylan Gabriel while saying we've got to evaluate everything. I think that was Kevin Stefanski dropping his anchor and saying, that's my quarterback, and that's the guy I believe in. And I think, is it tied to decisions that Andrew Berry made? Yes, absolutely. Like, we have said Kevin would rather lose his way than win another way. Well, in this case, the one guy I think he's given a stamp of approval to is Dylan Gabriel. So I think this is just, I think this, the latest comments here, where somebody's questioning Andrew Berry's roster construction, which again is one of 10 things you can question with this guy, on top of the incredible amount of leadership for allowing Kevin Stefanski to twist in the wind when this team is 2-6 and you constructed a quarterback room of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. Great job again, Browns. But so great leadership on top of everything else you've done. To me, this is just another salvo in, like, I think it's going to get uncomfortable, even if people, just the casual fan, doesn't recognize what's happening. I think you're going to see a lot more people, maybe Barry's friends, going after Stefanski and saying, well, look at what this coach has done and look how bad the offense is. And by the way, both sides are going to be incredibly valid.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is both sides are going to have enough ammo to go ahead and throw at the other one. And so we'll just see who's got the loudest voices. It's kind of how this all works in today's world. It's just you using your sources against their sources. And I can't wait to see how this disrupts them personally.
Do you have a defense of Kevin?
No, I haven't had a defense of Kevin. I haven't had a defense of Andrew Berry. I haven't had a defense of any of these guys.
I was going to get to the Andrew Berry part.
No,
next.
I got no defense of any of these guys. No. They all should be fired. But we've talked about this ad nauseum, it feels like, and that's fine. We'll be able to talk about it as long as Jimmy Haslam keeps them in point. As long as Haslam feels differently than I do about these guys, then we're going to have these conversations. And if he gives them enough time for me to change my mind on that, okay, great. Let's do that convo. But at this point, it's such an uphill battle. I don't know that they have enough time in the world to figure that out.
216-474-0092. So
unlike other people, I like to call for people being fired.
We're not above anything, especially when part of it is your job. Is this where Andrew Berry comes under fire? Like, do you think this is going to be the beginning of maybe people going at Andrew Berry the way I do think more people over the first 8 weeks of the season have started to go after Kevin Stefanski? I do think there's a galaxy brain thing going on right now with Andrew Berry not speaking to the media yet, which is essentially, well, I think Andrew Berry not speaking could be a sign that something big is coming. I think that's giving Andrew Berry too much credit. I think he's asleep at the wheel. I think we're going to play some sound that calls it out.
Yeah.
But I think
it's just hopeful. I think it's hopeful because if you don't speak, you're slapping your fan base right in the face.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a hope there that, like, he's got to see that something isn't right and he can't just run and hide from it. And so the hope is that he's got an ace up his sleeve. He's got some sort of trick that he's going to be able to pull off, and then he'll make the trade, he'll make the big move, and then he'll do the press conference, and then he can even try to celebrate it as one big win.
Well, like, what's the big thing? Is it trading Njoku? Because, again, like, I think maybe the most you get for David is maybe a third-round pick.
Well, and you also don't get to really celebrate that as some sort of massive win either. That's you telling everybody that one of your good players is leaving, and it's because you're not competitive.
Is it trading Wyatt Teller? Because I think that kind of goes right in line with what you said about trading David Njoku.
I don't know. Maybe it's trading Denzel Ward for a couple first or something, and him really thinking that he's got then has three first next year, two first the year after, and it's him just celebrating the idea that the weaponry is loaded.
And then we'll have to fall back on, and you're going to be the guy to choose it?
Yeah, and we won't be happy about that. We won't be happy about that, but that's
guys, I got all those picks that I didn't have for those 3 years when I didn't draft anybody of quality, and now I'm going to make them now, because remember Carson Schlesinger?
Hey, the whole con, the big con that they're doing here is just trying to extend their lives, and extending their lives is continually telling Haslam, hey, we have picks, they're coming. I get to choose these guys. I get to figure this out.
So this is my call to Browns fans. When you criticize Kevin, and you should, Kevin has not been good, right? What's the record in the last 2 years now? I've what were they, 3-14, so now they're 5-20 in their last 25 games? Is my math sound there?
Ooh, it was 4-18 when I stopped keeping track.
Okay, so it's not good. So you can criticize Kevin. Don't forget to criticize Andrew. I think that's where, like, if I hear Nate Tice say something negative about Andrew, and then I hear this guy say something negative about Kevin, they're both true. We don't have to choose one guy to blame, because we can blame them both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.